The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, or find them at dentallyspeaking.com. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. Today we're going to do a show that I'm calling The Do's and Don'ts After Different Dental Procedures. So what do you do before this procedure? What do you do after this procedure? What kinds of things should you be thinking about? Today is episode 165, something that I'm actually pretty proud of, and it's February 27th. Looks like it's going to be a little bit warmer today than it has been. I see the ice is melting, so if you're still laying there in bed, at least I think it's going to be, I don't know, in the 40s or something. But it's going to be a lot hotter at Schottenstein Center when the Buckeyes play this afternoon. I guess the Lady Bucks and the Guy Bucks play today. So, all right, so what I want to do, and by the way, listen up because I'm going to be giving you the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day as we go here. I try to make it easy because we want the person, whoever guesses right, to win the flowers. Free flowers from Weistember Florist are sent to the winner of our question of the day. So I think the first one that I want to start with would be extractions. Now, I get a lot of questions about people from people about extractions. Some of them deal with what to do before an extraction. For example, should I stop taking my medicine? Should I have nothing by mouth the night before? Do I have to worry about, well, just the fact that I take aspirin on a regular basis or I had a headache this morning? And these are all very, very good questions, which is what prompted me to cover this topic. So, aspirin would be a no-no if you're going to have surgery. It does tend to thin the blood, and there's really no such thing as thinning the blood. It just doesn't clot as well, but people think of it as thinning the blood, so we'll use that term for now. And so, be careful about that. If you think you might wind up wanting some type of sedation, you should not have anything by mouth the night before. However, if you take medicine of any kind, A, you still need to take your medicine, and you do it with just a little bit of water. It's best to have your medicine in you than to have skipped it because you're about to have a tooth extracted or something like that. Okay, now, the don'ts. After you've had an extraction, after you've had a tooth out, you should not spit, smoke, or use a straw for 24 hours. Now, why is that? I'll tell you. It's all the same. You don't want to do anything that is going to cause the blood clot in the hole where the tooth used to be lost. Spitting, smoking, using a straw, we'll all do those things. We'll all do that. So 24 hours, no smoking, no spitting, and no using a straw for that period of time. You should also avoid exercise. Don't do anything that's going to make your heart beat faster, it's going to make your blood pump quicker, and could potentially make you start to bleed again. Okay? You want to avoid foods that have little particles in them. So, for example, I tell people, when you go home, after we wake up, because you're going to sleep a little bit, go ahead and have homogeneous foods. So, Jell-O, mashed potatoes, broth, chicken broth. Think about it. If you have chicken noodle soup, you're going to get little pieces of chicken and noodles and parsley and carrots, whatever else is in there, can fall down into the holes where your tooth used to be, and that's not very conducive to healing. So you need to be very careful and just have clear fluids when you eat and drink after an extraction. Now, here are some of the things that you should do. You want to keep your head elevated, all right? Because if your head is too low, blood rushes to your head, it can make it start bleeding again. Make sure you get lots of rest. I already mentioned not to exercise. Well, the opposite of that is rest. And there's really nothing better for a person than letting their body recover by getting some sleep. Body, we all have a big need for sleep as it is. Make sure you take your pain pills and your antibiotics as directed. So many times I'll get a call from a patient who says, I'm kind of more sore than I thought I would be, and I'm even a little bit swollen. And we'll say, well, that's kind of funny. Did you take your pain pills? No, I didn't even buy them. I didn't think I'd need them. You didn't take your antibiotic? No, I don't like taking pills. Well, when you have surgery, and that's what this is, you should take your pills. We prescribe them for a reason. And by the way, you should get them on the way home and start taking them right away. Don't wait until you get the pain and the swelling to start taking them, because then sometimes the pain is so bad that your body can't hardly get caught up. It's like once you get behind that eight ball called pain, it's hard to ever get in front of it. And that's that is more common than you realize. Now, you may or may not have stitches, and by the way, you'll be sent home biting on gauze, and the question is, how often do I have to change the gauze? The answer is, you don't have to change it. You take it out 30 minutes after you had it put in, so usually that's when you get home, and if you're not bleeding, you're done with gauze. I've had people mistakenly squeeze down hard on gauze for a day and a half, and then they call and they say, man, I'm really sore over there, and I and they've taken their pills, and I'm trying to figure out what's happening. And that's when they'll tell me that, yeah, I'm still using the gauze. Let me tell you this. A little bit of blood mixed with a lot of saliva looks like a lot of blood. But it's not. It's just red saliva. So it's very easy, I guess, then, for a person to mistakenly think they're still bleeding, when in fact there's just a little bit of seeping because they've just had surgery. So if it's not that bright red, that real bright red color, it's not fresh bleeding. If it's kind of a darker red, it's a little bit of seeping mixed with your saliva, so you don't have to continue. But let's say you do start bleeding later. You've been, everything's been fine, you didn't need the gauze, and then something happens, maybe you bite down on something and you cause it to bleed, and you don't have any gauze. Well, the next best thing, at home at least, would be a tea bag. And a tea bag, take the staple out, take the little cardboard thing off and the string. Don't open the tea bag, just leave it closed, and you bite on that. Tea has tannic acid in it, and that happens to be an anticoagulant. I'm sorry, a coagulant. I said that backwards. And so that will help the blood stop flowing. It'll make it stop bleeding. All right, so that would be extractions. And by the way, it's pretty much the same for an erupted tooth as opposed to an impacted tooth. However, if you've had your wisdom teeth out and those teeth are impacted, you're probably going to swell more. You're going to feel like somebody hit you with a 2x4 unless you take your pills. And there's this other thing that happens, and that is when you are sent home, you'll have instructions to put ice 20 minutes on and 20 minutes off the area that you had the surgery. And you do that for the first day. And the reason you do that is to prevent swelling, constricts the vessels. But after 24 hours, we can't trick the body any longer into thinking that, you know, go ahead and constrict. So then what you have to do is switch to moist heat, and moist heat will open the blood vessels and carry away any fluid that happened to gather in the first 24 hours. So when it comes to those impacted teeth, then you're going to find that you're going to swell a lot more. Your worst swelling is probably going to be in 72 hours, okay? Because people, they'll do fine for a while and everything's fine. And then 3 days later, we'll get a call and says, wow, I was doing okay. And then all of a sudden today, I woke up and I'm all swollen. That's somewhat normal, so don't worry about that. The only other thing you would have to concern yourself with would be if you are going to be sedated, make sure you have a ride home. Of course, your dentist won't do the surgery if you don't. And that includes both oral sedation and intravenous sedation. It does not include nitrous oxide. And let me tell you, because I have people say, well, if I come in the morning for my surgery appointment and I get sedated, can I come back at 6 p.m. the same day to get my car? The answer is no. Your friend or family member can, but you can't drive until the next day. That have to have an entire sleep cycle, an overnight, before you are legally allowed to drive your car home. And when I say legally, I mean, think about it, you can get arrested for driving under the influence. That's what DUI means, driving under the influence of either alcohol, or drugs. Those of us that are old enough to remember know that it used to be called DWI, which stood for driving while intoxicated. That meant it was just alcohol they were referring to. But DUI implies drugs as well, so you don't want to do that. Okay, now, I think what we'll do is we'll stop here with the extractions, and we'll move on to things like fillings and gum surgery and crowns and temporary crowns and all of that when we come back after the break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95. Thank you so much for joining me. Stay with me, and we'll be right back after the break.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
I've been spending way too long checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a
Welcome
new face
to
and
Speaking
a laugh.
Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today. Now, I want to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and as I mentioned, if you were listening earlier, we've already given you the answer. So the question is it okay to smoke 4 hours after having a tooth extracted? Would the answer be true or false? 4 hours after having a tooth extracted. If you have the correct answer, then you will receive free flowers from Weistember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Our number is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. All right, so let's see. We talked about the surgery, talked about extractions, and we have a caller. Okay, well, maybe we'll just go to the phones right now. Caller, what's your name?
Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Thank you for listening. What's your guess?
It is false. You may not smoke.
Very good, very good. I kind of tried to trick people a little bit by using the 4, which is part of 24, but you didn't get fooled. It's we have to wait 24 hours, not 4. So very good. Hey, if you'll stay on the line, my producer will get to your information and we'll make sure you get the flowers, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, so after extractions, I think let's talk about some of the more mundane things. Things like, I get this question a lot. People get a new crown. Brand new crown, whether it be porcelain fused to metal or porcelain, and the question is, how long do I have to wait before I eat? The answer is, you don't. You can eat any time you want because the cement that holds your crown on is going to be the same strength. It's just as hard. It hardens right then. We don't have to wait for it to get stronger over time. So a crown, you can do, you can eat right away. However, you know, there is this thing in dentistry where sometimes we want to take a crown off, and there's this product, they call it crown removing candy. And it's really, really sticky. It reminds me of the caramel apples, the candy apples that I've seen at the fair, where it's so sticky that you can almost not get your mouth open. Well, if you were to get that over a cap, if you were to actually get that over a crown, you might be able to pull the crown off when you opened your mouth. And so I guess maybe one restriction would be to be careful about the really sticky candy apple stuff. Otherwise, you just brush your crowns like normal, floss like normal, and chew like normal, and you will be fine. Not so much the same for a temporary crown, okay? Now, a temporary crown, those are typically made out of plastic. They are made on the day that your tooth is prepared. And this is, in the event that we're not doing the Cerec crown. The Cerec crown is the same-day crown. You don't have to come back in 2 weeks in most cases these days. But sometimes we still do the lab-made crowns, and some offices don't have the Cerec, so they always do the lab-made crowns. So then you're going to be sent home with a plastic temporary. Those are more susceptible to coming off with sticky foods, maybe even biting into something really chewy like a bagel. You could get the entire crown kind of submerged in the food and it could come off. The other thing that you need to be concerned about with a temporary crown, plastic one, is when you floss. If you floss up, you could possibly pull the crown up. So put the floss down and then slide it out the side, both sides. Put it down, slide it out the side, put it down, slide it out the side. Avoid sticky foods, taffy, that sort of thing. And otherwise, your temporary crown should be just fine. And you can do all the chewing that you want with it, except for those sticky things. Now, you will have some sensitivity with your temporary crown because it doesn't seal around the tooth as well. You'll find that cold liquids, sometimes hot liquids, will bother your tooth, and that does worry people. We get calls like that from folks who think there might be something wrong in it, and there's not. It's just that it's not a perfect seal. All right, now, what about just a regular filling? Let's start with silver fillings. So, and by the way, I still think silver fillings are fine. I have them in my mouth. I'd place them in my kids. I don't have a problem with them. All of the negativity about silver fillings goes back to something like 1987, some flawed study, a story that 60 Minutes picked up and ran with, and it just it's just a story that won't go away. There's never been a study that showed that silver fillings are dangerous in any way, shape, or form. But and we are going to talk about tooth-colored fillings too, but let's just talk about a silver filling, because when you get your silver filling, it's not completely hard. Remember I said the cement for crowns is hard and ready to roll? Well, silver fillings, they reach an initial hardness in an hour. When you leave the dental office, they're pretty soft. You can break them. And even in an hour, when it has an initial hardness, you can still break them. So you do have to be careful chewing when you have a new silver filling, especially one that includes not only the biting surface, but one of the sides of the teeth, because now you have what's called a two-surface or a three-surface restoration, and they're a little more prone to being damaged. If you bite down too soon, you can crack it. And if you bite down and you feel like the bite is off, you won't know that till you're no longer numb, but when you do discover that the bite feels off, you should let your dentist know right away, because they'll want to get you back in and adjust that before you have a chance to break it, okay? Now, once it has reached the complete hardness, which is in 24 hours, then you just go about your business and chew and drink and floss and do anything you want. The only thing is if the bite is off and you didn't know it and you didn't break it, let's say, but you didn't know it and the bite is still off, you're going to find there's going to be a little shiny spot develop on that filling, and it will slowly wear down until eventually it doesn't really hit any harder than it should. But in some people, it creates a little bit of a toothache, and so if that happens, be sure to call your dentist, get in, and let them adjust that for you. It's better if you just let them adjust it rather than waiting for it to be, you know, an issue. All right, now, fluoride treatments. I know that seems like, well, what could you possibly need to know about that? Well, first of all, we recommend fluoride treatments for both kids and adults. And these are the in-office treatments. And the newest method of doing this is the solution. It looks like a almost like a runny paste or a thick liquid, if you will, almost like a syrup. And we put it on your teeth, and it tends to get a crust on it. It tends to just kind of encase the teeth in a fluoride crust. Well, we want that fluoride in contact with your teeth as long as possible, which is the whole reason behind this new way. And so we ask then that you not go home and start eating crunchy foods like raw carrots and celery and Doritos and that sort of thing. Let the fluoride sit there for a good while if you can. Maybe eat softer things or just drink for a while. And then eventually the fluoride coating is just going to wear off, but it will have had a good chance to do its job. So after fluoride, nothing crunchy. And just kind of, if you can wait a while to eat, that's even better. Prior to having a fluoride treatment, there's really nothing in it. That's not true. What am I saying? You need to have clean teeth. So, granted, at the office, we've cleaned your teeth before putting the fluoride on. But there is such a thing as home fluoride carriers, and that's for folks that have a high decay or incidence of decay, or who are undergoing some form of radiation therapy, where the beam will pass through their teeth. And so we make them fluoride carriers. They look like athletic mouth guards. And there is a prescription strength fluoride gel that goes in. And at the end of your day, right before you go to bed, you have to brush and floss and then put the fluoride carriers in for 1 minute each arch. Fluoride will not soak through plaque and tartar. So you have to have clean teeth in order for it to work. All right, we're almost up against another break. Let me just remind folks that you can access podcasts of this show by going to www.dentallyspeaking.com, and you can send emails to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. You can also access podcasts on iTunes by searching Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kavitko. And if for those Time Warner folks, you can watch our Smile Makeover 2010 show by going to channel 496. It's on demand. Choose wellness and then look for Dr. Kavitko. Also on Insight Channel 7 every evening at 7:30, plus a few other times. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Sunny 95. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkavitko.com.
Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Again, thank you for joining me today on this. It's going to be a beautiful Sunday, I think. I hope, anyway. Oh, by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you just do so by clicking on, well, www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. That's DrKvitko. And you'll be able to follow my tweets. I don't tweet a lot, but there are some times when I kind of get into it. So anyway, and also before I forget, because we are coming to the last segment of the show, let me mention now that we are holding a Dentistry from the Heart event, a charity event, June 17th. It'll be from about 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The goal is to see as many people as we can. We'll have volunteers, volunteer dentists, volunteer hygienists, volunteer assistants, volunteer runners, all kinds of volunteers to help us do as much free dentistry as we can in a day, a very long day. And so if you have an interest in helping in any way, if you're a dentist, you're a dental hygienist, assistant, whatever, please call the office at 262-9588. We'll be sure to make sure everybody gets thanked on the air as much as I can possibly do. All right, now I said I would talk about tooth-colored fillings, and by the way, your tooth-colored fillings are as hard as they're ever going to be when you leave. So you don't have to worry about a tooth-colored filling necessarily. There's nothing you need to do special other than maybe paying attention to your bite and letting the dentist know if it's off at all. Now, dentures. I've got to cover dentures because there's so many questions that come up with dentures. When you get new dentures, you hear people all the time saying, I can't wait to get my new teeth because I'm going to go out and have a big steak. Please don't do that because you're gonna be disappointed. Your mouth has to get used to dentures not only for the first time you're ever wearing them, but for a new set. Have you ever had this happen? It's happened to me. You have these pair of shoes that you've just been wearing, and they just fit like a glove, and they're very comfortable, but eventually they wear out, and so you have to get new. The new ones hurt, but you get used to them. Well, what I do with my old shoes is I put them in my closet, and I use them for working around the house. Maybe I call them my grass-cutting shoes. And I know my wife's laughing right now because she cuts the grass more than I do. But anyway, so I've had these shoes, haven't worn them in a year. Now, these are the shoes that felt very comfortable up until the day I stopped wearing them. I put them on, and they hurt my feet. So, you know, there you go. You have to get used to something new. And so also what you have to do with dentures is you have to take your food, cut it into smaller pieces, and put food on both sides of your mouth at the same time. You can't just put it on one side because that'll act like a lever arm and it'll cause the other side of your upper denture to flop down. Something else to keep in mind with dentures is when you bite into food, you don't really bite. Let's take an apple, for example. You don't really bite into the apple. You take the apple and you push it into the teeth. Now, it looks the same to the people sitting in the room or across the table from you, but it works completely different. If you reach out with those front teeth on an upper denture and bite into something, the back of that denture will flip down, and it can be very embarrassing. Just picture taking your thumb and your finger and grabbing onto your front teeth and pushing up, pushing them in. Like, you, instead of taking a tooth out, you're going to push a tooth in. That's what you do with the food when it comes to your front teeth and things that you would want to bite, quote, bite into, and that would include sandwiches and other things. So that is very important. You have to take your time. You have to get used to them because it's so foreign. And keep in mind, we weren't really meant to have dentures in our mouth. That's a human invention. We weren't really designed for that. Something else, denture care. You have to keep them moist. All they are is plastic, and they can kind of dry out, and if they dry out, they can shrink and not fit as well. Something else, when you're brushing them, keep in mind they are simply plastic. They're just plastic. You don't have to use toothpaste. You don't have to use anything special. Just whatever you would clean plastic with. Don't put them in the dishwasher. That will melt them. But just keep them clean. And when you do that, make sure you fill the sink with water so that if you drop them, they hit the water and not the sink, because that way they will break if you just let them drop and they hit the sink. Especially on one last thing, and then I have to go. On the lower denture, it's a horseshoe. Don't hold both sides in the palm of your hand, because if you squeeze too hard, you break it right down the middle. Hold one half of it and let the other half kind of dangle, and then you brush that, and also do that over a full sink of water. All right, so there you have it, some do's and don'ts regarding the different dental procedures that we do. I hope that was helpful. If you have any questions of ones that I did not cover, feel free to send me an email at drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com or call next week, 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Feel free to call in anytime with your questions. Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Kvitko, and we'll see you next week.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.